WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. You know that feeling, right? That knot in your stomach when you walk into a room full of strangers? Or that dread before a presentation where every eye seems laser-focused on you? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into social anxiety disorder, because let's be real, navigating the social landscape can feel like walking through a minefield sometimes. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. We're going to break down this common issue, explore its roots, and equip you with some seriously powerful tools to manage those anxious feelings. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and understanding your anxiety is the first step towards conquering it. First things first, let's talk about what makes social anxiety different from just feeling a little shy. Social anxiety disorder goes beyond butterflies before a big event. It's an intense fear of social situations that can significantly impact your daily life. Think persistent worry about being judged, embarrassed, or rejected. Imagine constantly second-guessing your words, avoiding eye contact, or even dreading everyday interactions like grabbing coffee at the store. That's the reality for many people struggling with this disorder. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you understand and manage social anxiety. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a non-stop commentary of self-doubt? Well, that negativity loop needs to be broken. Learn to identify those anxious thoughts. Everyone thinks I'm awkward, or I'm going to say something stupid, and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support these thoughts? More often than not, the answer is no. 2. Focus on your strengths. Don't let anxiety overshadow your awesome qualities. Make a list of your talents, skills, and things you're proud of. Remind yourself regularly that you have something valuable to offer. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a deep breath, slow down, and be present in the moment. Mindfulness techniques can help you manage anxious thoughts and emotions by bringing your focus to the here and now. Think about your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can ground you when anxiety tries to take over. 4. Gradual exposure. Baby steps are key. Start with smaller social interactions that feel manageable, like chatting with a cashier or joining an online forum with shared interests. Gradually work your way up to more challenging situations as your confidence grows. Remember, progress takes time, be patient and celebrate each victory along the way. 5. Seek professional help. If anxiety feels overwhelming, don't hesitate to reach out for professional support. Therapists can provide valuable tools and strategies to manage social anxiety, and medication might also be an option in some cases. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me share a quick example. Imagine you have a big presentation at work. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and those negative thoughts start swirling. What if I forget everything? What if people laugh at me? You might even consider canceling altogether. But remember what we talked about. Challenge those thoughts. Remind yourself of past successes. Focus on your strengths and the value you bring to the table. Take some deep breaths, practice mindfulness, and remember that everyone gets nervous sometimes. The key is to prepare, be kind to yourself, and focus on delivering your message confidently. You got this. Remember, managing social anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by implementing these strategies and being patient with yourself, you can gradually gain control over those anxious feelings and live a more fulfilling life. So, what's one action step you can take today to challenge your social anxiety? Maybe it's practicing a conversation in front of the mirror, joining an online community, or scheduling that coffee date you've been putting off. Take that first step, even if it feels small, it's all about progress, not perfection. Until next time, keep calm, stay courageous, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.